Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
This is Feet to the Fire, and as we go to press, two police officers were nearly fatally shot over the weekend sitting in their patrol car in Los Angeles by a crazed Black Lives Matter sympathizer. And in Lancaster, PA, police have shot a criminal, Ricardo Munoz, who was running at them with a knife, and that has turned into more social riots. And the church's response is, well, we just have to agree to disagree. We have to leave politics in the arena of Christian freedom and conscience because there's really no straight line from the Bible to politics, or such as the argument of Nine Marks and Jonathan Lehman in response to John MacArthur taking a stand against the government in California and opening his church. And another example that Lehman uses, I want to address his examples. He says this. This is instances where, well, we really can't draw direct conclusions from the Bible, so we have to allow people just to have different political opinions on these matters. He says, so with immigration policy and the timing and location of civil disobedience and specific strategies for combating abortion and 100 other things, he's saying none of this can directly come out of the Bible that we should be, mandating in a dogmatic way that Christians agree on these issues. So let me ask you something. Immigration. This is where it's not being thought through. Do we realize immigration is a matter of law? So we would say that Romans 13 and 1 Peter 3, as well as other passages in the Bible, are they not binding on the conscience of the believer? So we should agree with prosecuting immigration law. We should agree in a border wall and border security, national sovereignty. We should agree with the deportation of illegals because they're lawbreakers. We should agree with preserving citizenship because that does no injustice to your neighbor. Do you realize that citizenship is a form of personal private property rights? It is a civil property right. Your citizenship is something you're owning. And when Christians say, well, you know, in the name of compassion, you know, we need to just give legal status to all the illegals. We shouldn't stand for border security. You know, we have to leave room for Christians, you know, agreeing with giving amnesty to all these illegal. Do you realize that that is doing injustice to your neighbor, who we also need to maintain a good witness before? In other words, Christians are called to be lawful, obedient, good civilians who do not molest their neighbors. And yet you are molesting your neighbor when you advocate for the degrading of his personal property right called citizenship by calling for merely amnesty for all the illegals and open borders, and we really can't be dogmatic on that issue. And also, how is that a good witness to illegals who are breaking the law coming over the border? How is that gospel ministry saying, we want to preach Jesus to you, but it's okay that you're violating the laws of a sovereign nation and you're living in illegal status? That's not a good witness. So these are all matters related to the gospel that the gospel speaks to. Are you saying then, Serge, that we should be preaching these issues even from the pulpit and teaching about this stuff, like immigration law? Yes, that's what I'm saying, because these are matters of law. And see, what's interesting is, have we not been hearing over the last few months, Romans 13, 1 Peter 3, when it comes to COVID lockdown, social distancing, wearing masks, we need to honor the law of the land and the government. So let me ask you something. Are we supposed to abide by Romans 13 and 1 Peter 3 in the area of COVID lockdowns, but then when it comes to immigration law, well, in the name of compassion, Romans 13 and 1 Peter 3 is no longer binding over the conscience of the believer, and we can kind of ignore that. Well, wait a second. What is the Christian principle? Because we've been hearing shrieks from the so-called political left in evangelicalism, if there is even such a thing. People like Andy Stanley, who've said, well, just the Bible doesn't even mandate that we meet as Christians, so let's just stop meeting because of COVID. What? Or J.D. Greer saying we're not going to meet till January. Okay, so all of that in the name of obeying the law, but then when it comes to applying Romans 13 and 1 Peter 3 in the area of immigration, well, no, that doesn't really matter. Law is only binding, I guess, on the citizenship to be in lockdown, but not over immigration. This is crazy. We have to teach the flock how to think through these things. You know what's also concerning? Jonathan Lehman, towards the end of his essay, said that he went to a Black Lives Matter protest, essentially. I mean, he didn't call it a Black Lives Matter protest, but that's what it was. So this is greatly disconcerting. That is a lack of discernment from our Christian leaders going to BLM protests. BLM is a Marxist construction that is completely anti-Christ, and yet this is what we're doing and saying to the sheep. We have got to teach the sheep, let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. We need to think through these issues according to the scripture and then maintain our witness as the church.